Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Ebony giving a call back from customer support. How may I help you today?
Oh, yes. I saw a thing of $7.95 on my credit card, and I didn't know what it was. And my nephew was on my computer, and I wanted to be sure. And then I got a thing that he had put on here. What was this? Is there an order for something that I don't know if I want it or not? I don't know what we're talking about here, and I don't want anybody to know my credit card number, and I don't want to have any, you know, things of, what is it called, anybody using my credit card unauthorized or anything like that. So could you tell me what this could be about?
Okay, yes, ma'am. May you please provide me with your zip code so I can try to get you pulled up here?
Okay, 91401. Your name's Ebony?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay, who's calling me back? Because I just got this number from the bank and from other people and everything like that. So what company is calling me back?
Yes, ma'am. So with this number right here, I'm a third-party customer service representative. So,
okay.
Yes, ma'am. So I work with, I assist over many different vendors, and I just help the accounts and et cetera. So
okay.
I don't work directly for, you know, directly for a company.
Okay. So do you know what company this would be? That would be this $7.95 would be. I'm just being really cautious because of, you know, I don't want to have anybody use my credit card or anything like that, you know.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand with you. And what was that first and last name for you?
Beth Brown.
Okay. And I'm going to try to... And may you please verify that shipping address for me?
5420 Silmar Avenue, number 215, Sherman Oaks, California, 91401.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you so much for that verification. I do have your account here, but I'm just waiting on that to load up so I can try to figure out what's going on here.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And I'll let you know once it's up.
Okay. Are you there, Emily?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It popped out a little bit.
And it just popped up for me.
Okay, so sure.
I do see that $7.95, and let me see if I can see what that is. That product.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Away.
It's spelled like it says cruise. It's C R E U S E T.
Oh, that's a pot for something. I mean, is this legitimate, do you think?
Okay, so yes, ma'am. So let me see. Okay, so I see what it is. It's based, so I'm going to explain it to you because I don't want nothing. All right. So what it is okay, you probably done did a survey or anything like that or something, you know, anything like in that sort and to receive it, and it said that you want a free gift or to receive a free gift. So basically what it is here is that $7.95 that was paid for, it was paid for shipping and handling, but it's kind of like a sweepstakes, like a contest, like it'll give you may win that product or you may not. So
Oh, really? Okay. So can I cancel this?
yes, ma'am, I can get this account canceled out for you. And usually, if it isn't in the same day, you couldn't get that shipping and handling back, but I'm going to give it to you today, though.
Okay, thank you, because it doesn't guarantee anything, and I don't want it to be a recurring thing or anything like that either.
Yes, ma'am, and it was going to turn into a recurring thing because what it did, once you sign, pay for that, and then it basically like it enrolls you into a membership. So if you didn't win within 48 hours, it'll bill you to be enrolled into their membership monthly. So I'm glad
Okay,
you did give us a call.
yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get that canceled out, and I'm gonna go ahead and get that refund processed for you.
Okay, thank you. Is there something you can send me via email that I have a record of this, or do I have a number, or what would I don't know to know to be sure?
So I won't be able to email you, but I can give it to you verbally.
Okay, great. That's fine.
Yes. Okay, so I see that it says it hasn't settled yet. So what I can do is go ahead and void it, so it won't take out.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So I got that voided, and are you ready for that number?
Surely.
Okay, it'll be C as in Charlie,
Okay.
262.
Okay.
654
Okay.
712.
Okay. C as in Charlie, 262. 654-712.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, great. And now if I ever have any problems again or anything, I can call back at this number or the number you called in on, or just the number that I called before, the 855-864-7636 or anything.
Are you able to see the number that I called you on? Are you?
Yeah.
So I would just give this one a call. This will be direct, since since you are for sure in our system, then
Okay.
give this one a call.
Okay, great. Okay, great. And so this is the number, and so it should just come off my bank account number then, right?
Yes, ma'am. So it's voided
Okay.
out. So if by any means, if it did still hit that account, I notated your account already of putting a void in and et cetera and canceling it. So if it by chance did hit your account, give this number a call back, and just let them know that it was supposed to be voided, but since it hasn't been voided, you need a refund.
Okay, great. Okay, and then I have this number, C262-654-712 to reference it to, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you, Ebony. That makes me feel a lot better today. I appreciate it very much. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, and I thank you for being patient with me. You have a
Of
wonderful
course.
day.
Okay,
Yes,
you too.
you too, and
Okay.
happy holidays, okay?
Thank you too. Thank you.
All
Thank you
right.
so much. Okay, bye for
All
now.
right, bye-bye.
Bye.